Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Yes, good morning.
Happy New Year, Robert. I haven't spoken to you in the new year.
Lord Lucan has returned.
Oh, he's come back off holidays. And I tell you what, mate, I'm full of energy.
Is he motivated?
Pardon?
Is he motivated?
100%. Ready to go. How are you, my friend?
Yes, very good. Yourself? Did you have a good break?
I did. I really enjoyed it. Had a really good time. Spent a bit of time with the kids and the wife. So, mate, all happy families in the daily household.
Very good. Very good.
We've had that Premier League action this morning on, mate, where we saw Bournemouth win against Brighton, Villa win against Watford, Southampton win against Crystal Palace. Man City got up. They got the one goal late against Sheffield United. And what about the drama at Everton? The two late goals for Newcastle. They get the draw. That's unbelievable. And we're 1-1 in this Chelsea-Arsenal match as well with David Luiz sent off.
Yeah, Arsenal down to 10 men. Coming back, David Luiz not having a happy time since his move, obviously, from Chelsea to Arsenal. So Stamford Bridge applauding his red card, of course. But Chelsea firm favourites after that. 1-0 up against 10 men. And Arsenal have managed to get one back. But, look, I think one of the big... certainly one of the big movers in the EPL at the moment has been Southampton. Another good win for them at Crystal Palace. And they were in their relegation zone only 6-7 weeks ago. They're on a terrific run of form. And in respect to the relegation zone, that was some big results. Bournemouth beating Brighton, Aston Villa beating Watford, dragging them back in. So, as usual, that relegation battle will go to the wire, unlike the Premiership race.
Mm. Hey, Rob, what about this Everton-Newcastle game? Everton 2-0 up and Newcastle in the 94th, 95th minute, score two goals.
Yeah, well, that's what happens in football. We had that here in the A-League recently, a couple of weeks ago. Mariners were losing 2-1. Same deal into injury time, 92nd minute, 70, 2-2. 98th minute, another penalty, and Matt Simon got himself a double and the Mariners won 3-2. So.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're extraordinary results. You don't often see it. I mean, particularly in the, Everton have been going pretty well recently. Of course, under their new manager, Ancelotti, 2-0 up the 94th minute. You expect to be bagging all 3 points.
Yeah, it was unbelievable when we saw it roll through in our system. Just before we get to the Ollie Roos tonight, I want to ask you about Babel. Obviously, departs Western Sydney Wanderers. If you had, if you're in control of the Wanderers, mate, who do you? You can pick anyone. Who do you pick to coach them?
Well, if I can pick anyone, I can't have anyone. But look, I think it's tough at the moment. All the best coaches. So I don't know what they're going to do. Do they go overseas again? Overseas coaches haven't proved to be. That's successful here in this competition, as we know, only three have ever won it in the 15 years of the competition. So they're in a real hole. So John Paul De Marini is the assistant coach, now the caretaker coach. I don't know. Maybe it'll be him. I don't think so. I think they're going to go after someone bigger.
Would you go overseas or would you stay local? What's your preference?
Well, it's the local ones are all taken up. The very best ones. I mean, you've got ones that are Kevin Muscat's now. He's overseas. They've been a Belgian club. Tony Popovich is in Perth. Edge Postecoglou's just won the J-League. He ain't coming back. Graham Arnold's the national coach. I mean, ideally, there's one of the three you probably want to have.
Talking about Arnie, mate, the Ollie Roos. They win tonight. They're through to the Olympics. And
quite simple. Yep.
Easy equation, but they've got to get the job done.
Yeah, they do against South Korea. So it is quite that simple. And if they do lose, I hope they don't. Let's hope they go through straight away and get to the final and sooner. But if they do lose, they will get another chance in the third and fourth playoff. Because three out of the four semifinalists, obviously the two that win, and the one that wins the third plus four, that's it to the Olympics. This would be nothing short of a miracle, considering where we've come from and what we've had to do with this Olympic team. They've been nowhere since Beijing in 2008. So to make Tokyo would be a massive surprise.
Yeah. And have they played good football in this tournament, Rob?
Decent, good enough. yeah, it's a tough tournament. You know, there's the Australian under our young teams in Asia now are very, very low. We're not considered a threat at all. So this is a major surprise.
Okay, all right. We'll be watching that in Bangkok, of course, just after midnight. What about the victory, mate, against Bali United in the Asian Champs qualifier?
Yeah, but put them through to the Asian Champs. Expected. I mean, victory up against a team that's part-time. So it's the game and the results are expected, and they're through comfortably 5-0.
Should they be in it, Bali United? Like, should that be for a part-time team taking on? Is this good for the Asian champs, or do you just have to have it?
Oh, well, it's a qualifying round.
Yeah.
You've got to give everyone a go. It's like the FA Cup in England, where you know, lower teams play big teams.
So yep.
It's just the way the competition goes. And normally, you know, the more powerful team goes through, as was the case here.
All right, mate. Well, we'll talk to you later in the week because we've got to get your mail. We were on fire last Friday, and your tips on the Tab app were outstanding from all reports. So we love a bit of Slater mail. So we'll talk to you, mate.
First thing he told me, he said, Robbie's been on fire. He'll mention
it. Yeah, that's it.
Talk to you, mate.
I'm going back to do a bit of research. Bye.